Three Palestinians have been killed in the latest attack by Israel on the Gaza Strip. A number of people were also injured in the military leveled as the Israeli military rather leveled a building in central Gaza. Another attack earlier on Friday evening injured over 40 Palestinians. Nearly 2,100 Palestinians have lost their lives. Now, Palestinian resistance fighters are stepping up their rocket attacks on Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's attacks against the Gaza Strip. Palestinian fighters fired over 130 rockets at Israeli cities and communities on Friday. A four-year-old Israeli boy was killed when a rocket landed in Sha'ar HaNegev in southern Israel. At least three civilians have been killed in a U.S. drone attack in Afghanistan's Logar province, and two people were injured in the assault. The Afghan authorities have begun an investigation into the incident. Airstrikes by the notorious unmanned aircraft have killed a large number of innocent people in Afghanistan. Russia has defended its decision to send an aid convoy into eastern Ukraine despite the West's criticism and threats. Russian ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, has accused the West of distorting the facts. Churkin made the remarks after an emergency Security Council meeting, which was convened to discuss the issue. Drivers for one of London's busiest underground train lines have launched an industrial action to protest over their working conditions. The strike has disrupted public transportation in London. Another strike is planned for next month if the dispute with the managers is not resolved. A new poll says most African Americans have lost confidence in the U.S. justice system, especially after the killing of a black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri. The New York CBS poll says about 6 in 10 blacks have little to no confidence that the investigation into Michael Brown's shooting would be fair. The Ebola epidemic continues to claim more lives in West Africa. The death toll in the outbreak has now surpassed 1,400, and the latest data from the World Health Organization shows that there are over 2,600 known cases. WHO officials say they believe the epidemic will not be contained this year. And in Japan, operations are underway to rescue dozens of people following a landslide near the city of Hiroshima. But the authorities say the heavy rain is hampering the rescue mission. Officials say 40 people are confirmed dead and 47 are still unaccounted for.